This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It seems like a no-brainer that sending kids from low-income families to preschool early when they're 4 years old would give them a boost in school later on. But researchers looking at a big state-funded pre-kindergarten program in Tennessee have been left shaking their heads because professors at Vanderbilt University found some children who go to pre-K start falling behind those who don't go. Blake Farmer reports from WPLN in Nashville.
Pre-K is for learning how to hold a pencil and starting to recognize words. And, of course, messing with Play-Doh.
Look what I made, silly boys.
A girl with a bright yellow polo shirt shows off her creation to the boys at her table. The question is whether this extra year at Nashville's Ross Early Learning Center is worth the time and money. There's been a stack of research from Boston to Tulsa, Oklahoma that says it is. But that's not what Vanderbilt's Dale Farron found, at least in Tennessee, and it kills her to put this out there.
We will be criticized, crucified, possibly.
Tennessee is one of several states experimenting with pre-K in a big way. For the last decade, the state has paid for 18,000 children from low-income families to get the jump start. Some want that opportunity for everyone. Others call pre-K a waste. And the Vanderbilt study gives the critics new ammo. Mark Lipsey, who also worked on the study, explains that, on the whole, students who attended pre-K began to lag those who sat out.
The stunning part is that we had no real basis for expecting that the kids who had not been in pre-K into second and third grade would actually start performing somewhat better, not hugely better, but somewhat better than the kids who had been in pre-K.
This is worth repeating. By third grade, the children who didn't go to pre-K started outperforming those who did. All the students came from economically disadvantaged households, and their parents all wanted them to go to pre-K. There just wasn't enough space. Farron, the professor at Vanderbilt's education school, now feels obliged to study further and find out why. Her first hunch is a little glimmer at the end of first grade. The pre-K students were measurably less excited about school.
I wonder if part of what happened is if pre-K doesn't have a better vision for itself than trying to be a junior kindergarten, if by the end of first, children just sort of had it, you know, they've kind of had the same thing 3 years in a row, and it's too much.
Quality is the likely culprit, Farron says, and the issue may be that they're getting too much old-school academic time drilling letters and numbers, not too little. Researchers are finding four-year-olds need instruction that looks a lot like playtime.
It has to be a balanced approach. They have to be able to get up and be able to move their bodies to learn and be actively engaged.
Dana Ekman kneels beside students playing with crayons. She directs Nashville's pre-K program and says she's learned that too much seat work is a problem.
What are you drawing over here? Tell me about your picture. What is that?
The Vanderbilt study, which began just a few years after the launch of Tennessee's pre-K program, doesn't reflect these best practices, Ekman says, so she's waiting for the next study.
When they come back and we do another research project on this and we take a look at third grade, I think that the outcome is going to be very different.
But the research is already being used to figure out if pre-K is worth the cost, especially in Tennessee. Governor Bill Haslam told reporters he still believes high-quality pre-K is valuable.
We'll take this as data to evaluate its effectiveness versus other things that we might do. Again, increasing technology, paying teachers more, other investments that we want to make in K-12 education.
Right now, Tennessee spends $86 million a year on pre-K. It may become increasingly difficult to justify such a large investment in the future. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.